Are we live on YouTube too? Okay, good. Never know. All right, it is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July 26, 2022. We're here, our regular scheduled commission meeting in Suite 303. I'd ask Mike Kendall to open us with a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I have need to excuse Commissioner Stevenson, Curtis Koch. Curtis is here, but he's working on Slough for Rough. Brian McKenzie is here on his place. Neil and Mike Kendall is here on the place for Neil. All right, move on down to public comment. Anybody from the public like to come forward? Please state your name. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items. We'll move on to community and economic development. Looks like we have Jessica and Chanel from Community and Economic Development. I ask you to come up and state your names and what contract you've got.
Good morning. My name is Jessica Merrill. I'm the Tourism Director for Davis County. I've got two items in front of you. I've got a summary list of 16 RV agreements at the Legacy Event Center for a total amount of $3,428.27 beginning June 9th, 2022 to June 28th, 2022. Our next agenda item is a sponsorship agreement between Davis County and Lagoon for their 2022 marketing and advertising in a payable amount of $20,000 beginning 7/26/2022 and ending December 31st, 2022.
Very good. Chanel?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chanel Flores, Economic Development Director. I have before you the approval of a revenue agreement with the Department of Workforce Services for the Emergency Rental Assistance 2 program, payable in the amount of $3,403,366.80, beginning January 1st, 2022, going through December 31st of 2022.
Very good. And I just have only one question. About the payable of the $20,000. I'm guessing we've had this sort of sponsorship going on for a while because it's such a big impact on tourism in Davis County.
Yeah, so this is the first time we've ever officially contracted with them, but that's why this is just kind of one of those beginning ones. So we are working with them. We've got links on their website so people can look into more of what things to do outside of when they're coming into Davis County, obviously because they bring in so many people. We also gave them a hotel booking link so we can track potentially hotel bookings if they decide to go through their website versus, you know, hotels.com or something like that. And then they're also going to be doing an economic impact study of how it actually, what economic impact they bring into the county. And so they will be sharing that with us as well through the sponsorship. So this is the first one. We'll see how it goes. And it's great because we're still trying to build that relationship up and become better partners.
Yeah, very interesting, and that could be some useful data for
us. Yes, for sure.
A nice, yeah, I'd much rather us go hotels through these sites than hotels.com.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's great. All right, thanks, Jessica.
Yeah.
And I move approval of items 1 through 3 as presented.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, moving on to facilities, Director Lane Rose.
Lane Rose, Facilities Director. I got a couple of items today. The first one, item number 4, is notice to proceed. This is with Jardine Alaska Construction Services, and this is where Davis Park golf course is our driving range, new facility getting ready to construct out there. So just a pass through beginning today, 7/26/2022.
Do we need to know what the amount is on that?
So contract to come, we've already already accepted their proposal. So there'll be a contract. This notice proceed is before the contract, just to get with the construction industry, and if they don't have a notice proceed to lock in contract prices, prices just continue to go up. Just the days and the weeks that we wait, so.
So this locks in?
Yep. When we already received their proposal.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Commissioners?
Yes.
Just a question. Maybe it's the pass-through indicator on here that might be causing some confusion. If this is just a notice to proceed, that may, under the financial information, may just be not applicable.
Yeah.
Would that be more accurate?
That would be more accurate.
Okay. Got it.
Can we note that for the record, that this is not a pass-through, it's just the notice to proceed?
Okay.
Thank you.
That makes more sense. Great.
Okay.
Item number five is acceptance of an agreement with the state of Utah Division of Air Quality. This is for our EV chargers. You may recall a couple weeks ago, we sent another document that was just for the application to approve, and now we've been approved, and so we're re-signing it and sending it back. This is 50% funding for a grant for the EV chargers. This is receivable in the amount of $48,719. And the terms 7/26/2022, ending 12/31/2022. And last item I have is an amendment to our cleaning services with Caliber Cleaning Services, LLC. This is to include services for our new Memorial Courthouse.
Did you say Caliber?
Yep, Caliber Cleaning.
Oh, okay, because on my paper it says Custodial Cleaning Services, LLC, but it's Caliber's the name of the company, I think.
Correct, yep. Caliber is the name of the company and Custodial Cleaning Services is the services.
Yeah, okay, Caliber, so that's probably needing to be in the record too. Thank you.
Yeah, mine says Caliber.
Is that? Okay.
This is payable in the amount of $19,188 annually. Term 7/26/2022, ending 5/1/2026.
Great, thank you, Elaine. I move approval of items 4 through 6 as presented.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving down to Health Director Brian Hatch.
Brian Hatch, Director of the Health Department. I have two items here today, both receivables. The first is an amendment with the arthritis contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services in the amount of $10,000 beginning 7/1/2022, running through 6/30/2023. The second item there, 8, is an approval of a contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services to provide some additional ARPA funds to expand services in the area agency, so in our senior service program, in the amount of $233,317 beginning 7/1/2022, running through 6/30/2024.
Very good. That'll be great, that investment from ARPA funds to the aging services.
Yeah, most of that's just to continue to get people back to normal. A lot of it goes into the nutrition and Meals on Wheels, those type of services. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. And just one little comment there, since not everyone gets to work with senior services, that it saves a lot of money to communities and to families when people can age in place, age at home. It's a big deal. It's a good investment. So I move approval of items 7 and 8 as presented.
All right, a motion and a second. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to Human Resources, Deputy Director John Robinson.
Hello, Commission. I'm John Robinson, Deputy Director of Human Resources, and I have I'm requesting approval for revisions to our merit system ordinance. We have three chapters we've revised. Chapter 1, Organization for Merit System, Chapter 21, Grievances, and Chapter 22, Appeals to the Career Service Council. The revisions just include some increased efficiencies and some clarity around the grievance processes for employees. We brought the revisions before the administrative officers, the civil attorney's office, and the Davis County Employee Association president.
Great. Yes, thank you. We've been able to watch you work on all of those a little bit. Thank you for that. I move approval of the revisions.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to Public Works, Director Adam Wright.
Morning.
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 So today I bring to you items number 10, approval of the UTA Pipeline Crossing Cooperative Agreement with the Utah Department of Transportation for the West Davis Corridor Project crossing Bernard Creek. So UDOT's jacking a culvert under Bernard Creek, and they've got it under the highway right now. They're getting ready to put it underneath the railroad corridor, and this is the agreement that identifies who's responsible for what as far as the construction goes and the long-term ownership of the pipe.
Okay. Who gets long-term ownership? Us?
That's us.
Yeah, of course.
But this is a great deal with them constructing it and under, so I'm excited for this cooperative.
Where's that located? Oh, west. Okay,
so over there.
Centerville area.
Yeah. You've probably seen the sections of wall missing on the side of the highway and the excavators on the side of the highway there.
Yep.
That's where they start putting it.
Between Farmington and Centerville, where that West Davis is going in.
Yeah, I'll have to go pay attention to the wall down there.
And then the second is item number 11, approval of the resolution and interlocal agreement with Frue Heights City for the 650 North Quail Ridge reconstruction project. This was a cooperative effort with Frue Heights to gain one contractor to do roads for both cities and receive savings through that combined effort. This will allow us to pay them back in the amount of $272,069.
And has that been completed? Is that road? No. Okay, because it's pretty patchy. Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So the lower part's been done with 89 up to about the first home that's on that north side. But this will get all that finished up all the way up to the Wilderness Park and the shooting range gate. And then it will be good to go. It'll all be brand new through there. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
And wrapped in with that project is that the trailhead too? Is that the trailhead improvement? Did I hear about that?
So we were looking to see if we could get more savings throwing the trailhead in on it, but it was too tight trying to get the design in and get everything added. It sounded like it wasn't probably worth the rush to try to get that to go, so trailhead's not included right now.
And that's Cathedral City property too.
It is.
Yeah, interesting how it all kind of comes together right there. Okay, that's interesting. That by the way, that trailhead is kind of messy with a big giant hole in the middle of it. Just where people park at the trailhead to go on the East Mountain.
Yeah.
It's busy, they're super popular, wonderful. Yeah, hopefully they can take care of that sometime. Yeah. Caseville City and however they...
Yeah, right now with Caseville, so hopefully we'll have a nice new parking lot, if not this fall, next spring.
Oh, good. Yeah, that'll be great, because I don't know why that... It's a crater-sized hole. I mean, people can still drive through it, but it's... You wouldn't want to go fast through it. Yeah, pretty interesting. Very good. Thank you. I move approval of 10 and 11.
Very good. And second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Fulton. Chief.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item number 12 is application and agreement for tow rotation through the Davis County Dispatch Center. And this is for the following tow companies.
We look forward to this every year.
Thank you.
The names are getting even more entertaining.
Yeah. GW Towing, N&J Inc. DBS AC Towing, Brett's Towing, JP's Towing, Ty's Towing and Garage, Ogden Auto Towing Inc., Stauffer's Towing LLC, Skyhook Towing LLC, Lost Recovery Inc., Lincoln Environmental Inc., Ladies Towing LLC, KL Towing LLC, Zach's Towing LLC, The Tow Doctor, IFS Towing, DL Towing LLC, Hudson Towing LLC, Ricky's Towing LLC, CA Towing LLC, Crazy Towing LLC, Tango Auto and Towing LLC, A Sierra Towing LLC, DW Towing Inc., N&J Inc., DBA Liberty Towing, Larry's Towing and Recovery LLC, Sunset Auto Body LLC, and Landon's Diesel Service Inc. And the terms on that are July 1st of 2022 through June 30th of 2023. Item number 13 is approval for the federal excise tax exemption form for the purchase of all ammunition, term 7-1 of 2022 through 6-30 of 2025. Item number 14 is a SCRAM monitoring program release of liability. So that's the secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring for participants 1 and 2. And this is a variable amount based on the tests used and monitoring fees, and begins upon signature and runs through the point the participant is no longer under the court order to participate in the program. Item number 15 is a training reimbursement agreement for Matthew Clint Nielsen for special functions officer and basic corrections officer certifications, payable in the amount of $15,428. Begins on the day sworn as deputy sheriff and ends 2 years from that date. Item number 16 is a training reimbursement agreement with Louis Sambia Mayala for special functions officer and basic corrections officer certifications, payable $13,324. Again, the day he is sworn as a deputy sheriff and ends 2 years from that date. Item number 17 is a training reimbursement agreement with Jacob E. Robinson for law enforcement officer training, payable at $12,854, begins upon graduation from the academy and ends 2 years from that date. And item number 18 is a training reimbursement agreement with Christian G. Weininger for law enforcement officer training, payable in the amount of $17,083, again begins on graduation from the academy and ends 2 years from that date.
Very good. Thank you, Susan. I move approval of items 12 through 18 as presented.
No, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Moving on to the treasurer's office, Mark Alton. Mark.
Mark Alton, Treasurer. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is an amendment to the Loomis contract, and it in essence terminates the service to the Davis County Treasurer's Office. We recently went through an amendment in May, and you're sure you're wondering why this amendment, and at that time we didn't have in place those things with the bank that would give us the opportunity to be able to do a more efficient depositing without. And then there were some concerns about provision in the contract that Mike helped us with. That would be problematic, basically, for our office. But all three other departments will be continuing to do the Loomis service for this point long term, it appears. And so we've got those things in place now that will make it better for the treasurer's office.
And so those cash amounts will have a different transport, I guess? Is that what?
Yes, what will happen is we will use a different method to get the deposits to the bank. We won't be using an armored car service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Mark. And I think you get terms beginning September 1st, 2022.
Correct.
To September 2nd,
The effective date of the termination is September 1 of 2022.
Got it. Great. Thank you. All right. I move approval of 19 as presented.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. We've read those work session meeting minutes. Thanks to all who helped with minutes. I move approval of June 21st, 2022.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. I move we recess to our Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Brian.
Yes, Commissioners, before you have 6 veteran exemptions for approval and 18 corrections from the Assessor's Office.
Very good. I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. I move we convene commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opportunity for commissioner comments. Brian, Nia, Mike, any comments?
No comments.
Lorraine?
Yeah, a couple things. Commissioner Elliott and I have responsibilities and representation of Davis County to the National Association of County. We just had our annual conference over the last few days, and it was a great conference. Like some of our counterparts all across the nation say, the county, the local government counties work with the federal government. There's a lot to it. Federal government is big and complex, and there's a lot of opportunities for funding, which just even knowing what those are, and then adding on to that, navigating it all is very challenging for counties across the United States. And so there's a bunch of purposes for participating in the National Association of Counties. That is one of them, is understanding what applies to Davis County and being able to be in the know to help our county. Another aspect is being able to know who the people are who work in all the different agencies in the federal government, and to hear them present. And both Commissioner Elliott and I serve on some committees that are significant in their work. One of those that I get to be on is the Transportation Subcommittee. I was noting in the agenda when we were talking about the electric infrastructure, just balancing energy so that we're not vulnerable is a big deal in infrastructure through this nation. And even just being able to visit with best practices in other counties across the nation is helpful. I know that there is more infrastructure needed, and yet it's a big deal to the state of Utah to also be wise with the resources that this state is very blessed with, and being able to see those continue to be used into the foreseeable future in efficient and environmental ways. It's a big deal. I got to talk with one of the commissioners from Garfield County when we had a big delay trying to get home. And he talked about that the resources in the ground in Garfield County are some of the very most clean in the entire world, which informed me. I didn't realize. I knew that some of the oil in the ground in Duchesne was some of the very best in the world. But it's just always amazing how much there is to learn, and really how much Utah has to offer, and how it all kind of works from on the ground all the way up to the top of our nation. I attended two other classes that I'll mention briefly. One was, again, the media, the importance of counties pushing accurate information out to their residents. We have the third largest population in the state of Utah, and we thankfully have one newspaper that still focuses on our county. I mentioned them last week. Many counties, over 3,000 counties, exist in the nation, and a minority of counties still have media covering their news. So it was emphasized in the class that I attended that we as a county must be the source of accuracy. We must be recognized as the source of good and accurate information for our residents, which we try to be with this digital newsletter that we started in January of 2021. They said you need to know what your most important chapters are. So I checked another box in my head, because we focus on what is important, what is helpful to our residents, and also what is fun for our residents to know about going on in our county. This effort, which a very small number of people, three, work on pushing that out and helping more and more of our residents know that this exists for accuracy, is a big deal. It was also emphasized in that class that our website is also very important. And so I picked up on some ideas there, which we'll want to talk about with our information services that does the lion's work of good information on our website. Anyway, so just very important. There are certainly in large counties, largely populated counties throughout the nation, more people hired to work on that all the time, and I would say that in our county, I think we've been pretty efficient to have certain people being PIOs. The health department has one. manager of communications. So does Sheriff's Office have one. It's really important. In fact, our sheriff started that. I don't think that it existed before him.
There was some before.
Was there a PIO for them?
Yep.
Well, it's really very important.
Except they were an officer, so.
And sharing other duties.
Exactly.
Yeah, which we've seen this sheriff really focus in on people who aren't a sworn officer, then making that their full duty, which is also in emergency management, which leads me to my last point. I attended another class which talks about leading through emergencies. And this commission, this sheriff, has really not only prioritized that, but had some real life experience in that. And so I just took a lot of notes. I think that's the section I took the most notes on, just because, you know, we keep having the damaging windstorm. We keep having, honestly, this or that, a pretty serious emergency. We even had one happen while we were there. With a home that was attacked, and you know, blown up basically, and so these are things that you just don't think of happening in Davis County, but they do happen in Davis County, and it's really important that we are prepared and can respond in the best manner possible. So,
thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, Chad Monroe, I give him lots of thanks, and there's more that we plan to do.
Thank you. Yeah, Commissioner Kamala gets the opportunity to attend a lot more classes than I am, because I've now been assigned a lot of boards that are boring, but they're not boring. I serve on the national board for the association. I serve on some other boards as well while I'm there, so I'm a lot in the leadership roles of the National Association of Counties. So a lot of those other meetings of just reviewing the policies that come up through the committees and then passing those that we can have our national agenda, what we want to push through the federal level. But it's very, as Commissioner Kamala said, the relationships you build there too helps us out as our county, because when our county came to me and said, hey, look, we have a backlog of county attorneys, we were able to make that phone call to the NACO president and say, look, this is what's happening in our county, and we were able to get that change done nationwide so that SLUFRA funds, ARPA funds could be used for attorneys, and that was a policy that came out of Davis County, but we were able to get that change so every county can benefit from that. And that doesn't happen if you don't have those relationships that you have with their associations and everything else with our other counties.
Mentioned Curtis's new position.
Yeah, Curtis is on the subcommittee. I mean, he's on the committee for finance for the National Association as one of the chairs for that. And so, not as chair, but he's on the committee that chairs it. He'll be up there, you know, helping to conduct and lead the meeting sometimes too. So that'll be a beneficial for our county. But and then we played Russian roulette on how to get there and how to get home. So it was my flight got canceled, and it was faster to drive a rental car home. But you never know when you get a flat tire and all the other stuff. So I'm tired today. So anyhow, it's one of those, you know, it's a good, as Commissioner Kamala said, that the National Association of Counties is beneficial to all the counties. It's an opportunity for them to, all counties, to come together and network, understand the different issues that each county is facing, and work together on our federal level and federal partners. So anyhow, everybody have a good week. This meeting is adjourned.